You're listening to SBS News.
In a village in New District, in the Indian state of Rajasthan, residents are mourning and they're angry. Angry because two local men, 32-year-old Junaid and 25-year-old Nasir, were abducted and murdered. Their remains were found in a burnt-out car on February the 16th, a day after they were allegedly kidnapped by Hindu extremists. Junaid was the sole breadwinner for his family. His cousin Ishmael says the family doesn't know what to do without him.
Junaid dekhbhal karta tha, Junaid sara inka palan poshan karta tha, ek thodi kirana ki dukan khol rakhi thi, uspe time pass karta tha.
Junaid would take care of the whole family and only he was providing for them. He had a small shop which he used to make a living and feed the family. Now they have no one. The family is worried and the children are crying all the time, asking for him.
The two Muslim men were accused of abusing cows, an animal sacred to Hindus. Nasir's sister, Sharda, says they were stopped in their vehicle by a gang of vigilantes and brutally beaten. She says the mob then drove them to a local police station in the neighbouring state of Haryana. But police there refused to get involved.
They were badly beaten, hardly breathing, and the police told them to take them away because if they died, they'd be blamed for their deaths.
More than a month later, only one person has been arrested over the killings. Sharda says her family wants justice.
What we want is that people who have burned our brothers to death should be brought to justice. We want justice. Those criminals should be caught as soon as possible and given a death penalty.
In most Indian states, the slaughter of cows and the eating of beef is illegal. Cow vigilantes, known locally as Gau Rakshak, have been known to kidnap, assault, and at times even kill anyone they suspect of breaking India's cow protection laws. India's government does not track the number of persons killed specifically by vigilante groups, but the victims of cow vigilantes are often Muslims or people from the Dalit community, India's untouchables. In Haryana, cow protection legislation even goes a step further and actually allows private citizens authorised by the government to enforce the law. In 2021, the state set up local-level cow protection task forces that formalised an arrangement between vigilantes and police. Harsh Mander is an author and human rights advocate who has worked closely with communities in Nu.
These police officers and the cow vigilantes are now, you know, in everybody's eyes, seen as partners in this kind of vigilante violent action.
In recent years, cow vigilantes have even begun live streaming their attacks on social media. After one of India's most well-known cow vigilantes, Monu Manasar, was named as a suspect in the murders of Nasir and Junaid, hundreds of his supporters protested, threatening violence against police. Kulbishan Bhardwaj is a self-described cow vigilante and was among the demonstrators.
As a Hindu, we have faith in the cow. She is our mother. If somebody uses a knife on our mother, if they try to cut our mother, in the process of saving her, if somebody loses their life, we don't care and we will not care.
Meanwhile, the task of investigating the murders of Junaid and Nasir falls to police not in Haryana, but in neighbouring Rajasthan. Gaurav Srivastava is the Inspector General of Rajasthan Police.
The victims belong to the Muslim community. The accused persons named, identified, one arrested, they so far all belong to the Hindu community. Because of that, there is a likelihood or there is a probability of a communal tension. We are cognizant of that. I have to do a thorough investigation first and proceed only on that. Any step taken in haste will not serve the purpose of justice.
Meanwhile, an entire community grieves and waits. SBS News requested statements from Haryana Police and the state government, but did not receive a response. In Rajasthan, Aaron Fernandez, SBS World News.